Hi, welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Just going to cut right to the chase. The Fed just made their little announcement like 15 minutes ago. And the headline here is Fed officials see upside risk to inflation, possibly leading to more rate hikes, minutes show. But if you listen to the message, it's not exactly what the headline basically says. Federal Reserve officials expressed concerns at their most recent meeting about the pace of inflation and said more rate hikes could be necessary in the future unless conditions change. Minutes released Wednesday from the session indicated the discussion resulted in a quarter percentage point rate hike that markets generally expect to be the last one of this cycle. Okay, so let me tell you what the Fed is doing and why you can't believe the Fed, right? Just a little over a year ago, the Fed said, don't worry about inflation. It's transitory. Then realized that they were silly. And they said, well, we don't think it's transitory anymore. We better worry about inflation. And then they put some action behind it and raised rates at the fastest rate they've ever raised rates in the history of the world, right? What did that do? It created a huge bear market. Stocks sold off. All kinds of stuff happened. And banks got into big trouble, right? Because their treasuries, which were worth this much, now because rates went up, they declined in value precipitously. We have been at the end of a 40-year bull cycle in the treasury market. And so we're getting huge sell-offs. We're getting a lot of problems in the treasury market, but that's for another video. In this case, I want you to remember two things. The first thing is the Fed is looking like they're trying to be the good guys and getting ahead of inflation. Guys, there's no way the Fed is ever going to be ahead of inflation, ever. Get used to inflation and get used to a lot of it. We are at the end of this currency cycle. And so at the end of a currency cycle, the Fed or the central bank needs to print more money just to be able to pay the debt from the raises of the interest rates they've already had. Now, I don't know if that makes sense, but we're looking at a $32 trillion in debt. We owe more money. $206,000 is, I think, what we owe for every American family in debt. Like, we're never going to pay that off. So how do we pay it off? We inflate our way out of it. So the Fed over here is saying, yeah, we're raising rates to keep ahead of inflation, but they're raising rates on themselves. And so when the rates go up, they've got to print more money to pay that treasury money that they've borrowed just to give everybody all this free money and all the politicians all this free money to give out to buy votes. And so that creates even more debt. And so that means the Fed has to print more money. This is a debt spiral, okay? And so it's just a spiral that keeps going out of control and it's going to get worse and worse. The debt now makes up the bigger part of our budget than the military. So that's money that's just going somewhere to pay off the creditors, whether they're China or Russia or whoever owns our debt, paying off the creditors. That's not going to like building roads or creating factories or building jobs or even keeping the money in this country in a lot of cases. Sometimes it's free money to go out to people that can't afford things and they go out and spend it, but they don't have anything left. So they lose their investment and you get to go to the grocery store and you see that your eggs have gone up and your meat is crazy these days, right? Because they want to eliminate us from eating meat now because of some climate thing. And you know, one thing leads to the next and it's a spiral. They're not going to be able to ever get it back to real 2% inflation. And I was going to try to make this a short video, but I get on these rants. Inflation is never going to get back to 2%. First of all, why? Well, they're not measuring the same thing they used to measure 30 years ago. Now today they're saying, well, if you want a steak, we're going to replace the steak in the basket with a hamburger. Still meat, but you know, filet mignon is $36 a pound and hamburger is $4.99 a pound, right? 2 years ago, it was $2.99 a pound. So, but they're replacing it and saying, well, we don't have inflation. Meat's not going up. Well, it's not meat, right? And then they're saying they're making adjustments on cars. Well, you know, airbags, cars 20 years ago didn't have airbags. So we got to discount out the value of the car to be able to use apples and apples. So therefore, the value of cars isn't going up. It's actually going down. It's about the same. Tell that to my buddy who just spent $113,000 to buy a new Ford F-150. Tell that to him. A Ford F-150 10 years ago cost 20 grand. Now it's 113,000. There's a little bit of inflation there and they're faking us out on all this stuff. So number one, they're telling us they're raising rates to kind of keep inflation in check to get it down to their 2%, which is never going to get 2%. And it's not even 2%. We know it's more like 10 or 20% a year, but they're lying to us. And second of all, on the other hand, they're printing more money. Now they're not going to tell you they're printing more money. But these four bank failures that we had in the last couple of months, the Fed went and bailed them out. They just basically gave them the money to get them out of this. It's free money. They printed out of nothing. You and I can't do that. It doesn't work in the laws of economics over the long term. So I don't know when this whole little Ponzi scheme is going to fail, but it's going to fail. Might be next year, might be 10 years, might be 50 years. I don't know, but it's on its way to failure. And we're going to feel it on the way to failure as inflation continues to spiral up. So you can't believe what the Fed is saying. They're going to raise rates a little quarter of a point. Meanwhile, the definition of inflation is creating money out of nothing, inflating currency, which is a hidden tax on almost everyone except for the very rich, because it increases assets for the rich, but it taxes everybody else at the grocery stores and the value of your cars and things like that. So if you don't have assets, you can't get ahead of inflation. You're just taxed to death. And then they make up for it by giving you free money, which creates even more inflation. It's all a spiral. You see what I'm saying? All right. Don't believe the Fed. Think about it for yourself. What does inflation mean to you? And I'll see you next time on the next edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care. Thanks for joining.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.
The information you just heard is for education and information. This is not financial advice.